Blog Talk Radio.
Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, Yahweh, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Hallelujah, section yod of Psalm 119. Shalom, 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 shalom. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh, henceforth forever and forever and ever. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, it gives me a great deal of pleasure, despite what's going on around us, to be blessed to come to you in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. Every M day, every W day, with the exception of some F days, it just depends how things maneuver, how things roll, how things go. And that's exactly what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to just, we're a quarter in recess right now. We're in recess. Hallelujah. But we're not done, okay? We're in recess, and we're dealing with other things that are going on this planet, because I had to stop a minute. I had to definitely address this continued violence and shooting and killing of our people, how the wicked continue to perpetrate their wickedness upon our people. In this present day, it is a pity and a shame and a downright damn disgrace that your headlines read like this, okay? But in the coming future, how near, I don't know, but I know it's near. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, y'all. But the headlines are going to change, man. This is what they're sounding like. This is what the headline news and the headlines, all, you know, newspapers and news media sources are looking like and sounding like at the present moment.
Flipping overnight, police had to use tear gas to break up protesters in North Carolina. Demonstrations broke out after an officer shot and killed a man who they say had a gun. At one point, protesters blocked I-85 in Charlotte, trapping several trucks on the highway. Some of them looted at least one of the trucks, throwing the boxes onto the highway, and then, as you can see right here, burning those boxes. Video also showed protesters vandalizing several police vehicles. Charlotte police say 12 officers are injured, one hit in the face by a rock.
I don't understand why are they meeting us with force, and we're just all joined together exercising our constitutional right. It doesn't make any sense.
In the last hour, we got this, a photo of the man killed by police. He's 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott. Now, his family says he did not have a gun. The officer who shot him is also black. We're staying on top of this developing story. We'll bring you any new developments throughout the morning on our WSB-TV Facebook and Twitter pages. Also, right after this newscast on Good Morning America. Also developing this morning, people took to the sidewalk in Tulsa, Oklahoma to protest the shooting death of an unarmed black driver. Video shows Terrence Crutcher walking back to his broken-down SUV Friday with his hands in the air. Police say when he made a move for something in the vehicle, Officer Betty Shelby shot him. State and federal agencies are investigating this.
Developing this morning,
my brothers and sisters, the children of Israel, Isaiah chapter 59. Verse 1, behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. That's why. You want to know why? Why is violence being allowed to be perpetrated against us? Look at what's happening. Look at what we did. See, we bear the what? We bear the majority, as a matter of fact, all of the responsibility for our own actions and our own iniquities and transgressions against the Most High. Oh, hallelujah. He's going to fix it, though. He's going to fix it. I'm just telling you, I'm just giving you the words of Yah, that you may be comforted in knowing that trouble will not last always. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity, and your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies and conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Read this whole chapter. Let me skip down here. Hallelujah. Isaiah 59, starting at verse 12. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee. What does it mean to multiply your transgressions? Your what? Continuous breaking of the laws. Our ancestors perpetrated this great crime against the Most High. And therefore we, hallelujah, we are bearing the sins of our ancestors, of our fathers, of the things they've done. Hallelujah. We didn't know about all of this. Okay, we didn't even know who the Most High was. We didn't even know who Israel is. We didn't know that we are the people of this book, but we know it now. So what do we do? He say that his hand's not shortened. Hallelujah. His hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. He still hears. He can still save us. He can still hear us. And he's going to do that. My beloved brothers and sisters, hallelujah. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee. Multiplied means what? Growing and growing and growing in number. Greater. Multiplication factor there. And our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us. And as for our iniquities, we know them. We know them. In transgressing and lying against Yahweh, in transgressing, breaking his laws, hallelujah, and lying now, we tell lies on the Creator. You can't do that, Israel. Turn, look unto Yah. That's our only hope, our only salvation, the only one who can remove our enemies from off of this planet and stop the killing of our people is the one who put us in this position. But look at the reasons why we're here. And it's all over the book. It's all over the Bible, all over the word of the Most High Yah. Verse 13, in transgressing and lying against Yahweh and departing away from our Elohim, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Look at this. Conceiving. What does it mean to conceive? See? Make up. You think. You see, you're conjuring up something. And you're uttering. See, you're talking from your mind, from your heart, from your brain, from your innermost you. And uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Don't you know that Yah pondereth the hearts, my blood brothers and sisters? You can talk the talk all you want to, but you've got to walk the talk. You've got to walk the talk. In other words, put up or shut up. If you're going to say it, your heart has to mean it. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. Look at this. And judgment is turned away backward. Yeah, judgment is backward. It needs to be forward. And justice standeth afar off. Look at this. Justice is nowhere near us. Nowhere. You most certainly are not going to get it here amongst the heathen. You can forget that. I don't care how much you cough, spit, or do whatever you do, okay? Something that rhymes with spit. You can do that all day and all night till the cows come home, too. Because you're running off that much, you got problems, serious problems, okay? Hallelujah. Look at this. Uttering from the heart words of falsehood. You're speaking lies even from your mind. You're conceiving them. This is why the Creator has turned his what? Ear away from us and his hand, his strong arm of protection away from us. Y'all want to know why it's happening. And you got people out here telling our people, turn, the Most High Yah. The Most High Yah is our Elohim. Come on, brothers and sisters. We are the children of Israel. Y'all don't want to hear, though. You don't want to shema. You don't want to hear. Hallelujah. Yea, truth faileth. If truth faileth, that means lies prevaileth. When truth fails, lies prevail. You don't want that. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. See, when you turn from doing the wicked things, you make yourself a prey in this world and this society because they look at you differently. You're not down with the program. Oh, you're not with us. Okay. Yeah. So they look at you and they target you. But be strong. Be courageous, my beloved brothers and sisters. Don't give up. Don't give in. Hallelujah. You're going to bend, but don't break. You notice when the wind is blowing the trees at a very high velocity, the trees do what? Many of them bend. Some of them break, though. Okay? The weak trees do what? The weak trees break. But the strong trees bend at the wind. They bend at the wind, but they don't break. Oh, hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Just drop by today just to drop some words of comfort upon you. Hallelujah. Let you know that all of this is going to cease to be. It's going to stop sooner than you and I think. Yes, Yah is going to put an end to this. And Yahweh saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no what? Intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head, different from the BS that's over there in Ephesians 6:11, where it tells you to put things that you think are similar to this. Go over there and read it and compare it to. And you tell me which one is the word of Yah. And which one is false and concocted. Got to get out of the false concoctments of the wicked and get into the truth and the words of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. He put on the garment of vengeance. Vengeance now for clothing. That's not mentioned over there, Ephesians 6:11. And was clad with zeal as a cloak. He didn't have on any of these. According to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense, repayment to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. That means repayment. For all the bad stuff you do, you're going to get paid for it. Oh, yeah. For the good things you do. See, don't see, we often like to go in on the judgmental bad things you do, but very few people mention the good things you do, because Yah shall bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Hallelujah. So shall they fear the name of Yahweh from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. That's where we are now. We're in the west. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, and that's what they're doing now. Look at this. They coming in like a flood. See, like waters. Oh, boy. They got the guns. They got the ammunition. They have the police force. They have, which is really what? Cold blue. Cold blue means that they're cold blue, straight-eyed, downright murderers and killers. Yes, cold blue. Killers. Murderers. Hallelujah. That's part of what the word bravo means. It means a murderer, a killer, an executioner. Oh, yeah. And this glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of Yahweh shall lift up a standard against him. The Spirit of Yahweh shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer, the buyer backer, the ones who will buy us back, shall come to Zion. And unto him that turn from transgression, unto him now that turn from transgression. Y'all hard-headed Israelites, you got to turn from your transgressions. In Jacob, saith Yahweh, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith Yahweh, this is my agreement. In other words, yes, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, my words now that I have put in thy mouth. This, these are Yah's words, not the words of some Bible translator or none of that. The pure words, because every word of Yah is pure. Hallelujah. No corruption in his words. Pure words. Hallelujah. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seeds, saith Yahweh, from henceforth and forever. How long is forever? Good news, good news. And I'm going to show you in just a few. Hallelujah. See, these are what the headlines are going to be looking like in the very near future, because this is what we're doing. We are reading the book of the future, already spoken by the mouth of Yah. Who shall disannul it? Who shall make it null and void? No one and nothing can do this, because Yah's words shall return unto him as they left from his mouth, and they shall not return void.
Morning, America. We have a lot of breaking news to get to, starting with those protests that erupted in Charlotte, North Carolina overnight.
And take a look at this scary scene. Hundreds of people in the streets, closing down a highway after an officer shot and killed a man. Police say he was armed, but his family says that is not true.
And these protests, of course, come on top of that deadly shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tensions are mounting this morning all across the country, and ABC's Steve Osunsami is in Charlotte now, where they had a violent and chaotic night. Steve?
Good morning to you, Robin. Even now, hours after the fighting, you can still smell the smoke in the air. We're standing outside a store that a number of people broke into and tried to steal things. Demonstrators began the night, but lawmakers, looters, and common criminals ended. Through the night, the streets of Charlotte were on fire. Frightened families watched the rioting from the safety of their televisions at home as large crowds of mostly young African-American residents blocked highways, set fires, and tried to overturn this police car. Police used flash grenades to send the crowds away. At least a dozen officers were hurt. The night began peacefully. Hundreds of people came to protest the police shooting death of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott. He wasn't the person they were looking for, but police say they were forced to shoot when he pulled out a gun. Police say they recovered a gun at the scene.
And this subject gets out with a weapon. They are engaging, and one of the officers felt a lethal threat and fired his weapon because of it.
But his family says he was unarmed and holding a book he was reading in the car. On Facebook, his daughter posted a live stream that appears to come from the scene.
The police just shot my daddy four times for being black.
But in this case, police confirm that both the victim and the police officer are African-American. It's a much different story in Tulsa, but no less controversial. In the police shooting here, Officer Betty Shelby says Terrence Crutcher would not listen to any of her commands. The officer says she felt the man was on drugs.
She's screaming at him, stop, stop, stop. He walks up to the window, faces the SUV, and then looks at her, and then his left hand goes into the car window, and that's when she fired her shot.
But attorneys for Crutcher's family tell a different story. Say the video shows there's no way he could have reached into that window.
The window was up, so how could he be reaching into the car if the window is up and there's blood on the glass?
Police tell ABC News that investigators found what they believe is PCP in Crutcher's car, but the tests are not complete. Crutcher's attorneys say this is another case of police demonizing the victim and justifying the shooting of an unarmed man. Authorities are promising a thorough investigation into the shooting. The black police chief here and the mayor are asking for calm. Robin.
All right, Steve, thank you. We're going to put more on this. And Pierre, this seems like an especially dangerous moment in time. Have you ever seen tensions this high?
Good morning, Robin. It is. The rioting in Charlotte comes at a tinderbox moment. We have dramatic killings of African-American men caught on tape. Remember that case in Minnesota with the woman describing her boyfriend being shot to death on Facebook Live. Also, the Baton Rouge police killing of a black man. And just days before the Charlotte shooting, that chilling video of the man in Tulsa shot after holding his hands in the air unarmed. Although no one is condoning violence, these videos have left many in the African-American community concerned, fearful, and quite frankly, angry. NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick and the debate he sparked shows that this is now part of the national dialogue. It also comes at a time when violent crime is rising in some communities and when the number of police killed in shootouts is up dramatically. So many officers are concerned for their own safety and believe that the Black Lives Matter issue is overblown, Robin.
And Pierre, if the police didn't have body cams in Charlotte, how does this affect the investigation?
It makes it much more complicated. You need the body cams because the days are over when many in the African-American community will simply accept the position of police. And that's why I expect to see the Justice Department to come here and investigate, because they are now the referee in these cases.
Yes, they are. All right, Pierre, thanks very much.
Okay, let me make a correction here. First of all, for the most part, a vast majority of the ones that you are killing, police, hallelujah, whether you be, quote, African-American, and I do put that in quotes, but the vast majority of them are Hebrew Israelites, the children of Israel. Ever heard of them? Yeah, them, the real ones. Yeah, not no so-called Jews, no such thing as that. No, not none of that. The children of Yah. Now, in doing this, you can definitely seal your fate. I don't care whether you call yourself a so-called African-American cop or what. I guess that's supposed to appease us. We're supposed to feel better about it. Okay. Ooh, it was an African-American cop this time. I feel so much better that one of us did it. No, don't even go there. That's sheer stupidity. And listen at the excitement, hallelujah, in the voice of this heathen woman that shot this brother. Hallelujah, with his hands up now, walking to the vehicle. This is nothing, hallelujah, to be taken lightly, my beloved brothers and sisters. And I'm not responding emotionally here. I'm just responding truthfully as to what is coming. And it's coming. It's coming. You think this is going to continue?
Shot fired.
She was excited about it. She got off on that. Oh, boy. She was probably wringing wet in the pants from doing that. Ooh, shots fired. I killed a nigger. Man, let me tell you something. Y'all can think this stuff is pretty. You can think it's cute. And you can think it's right. And you can think that you're going to continue to get away with it. No, you are not. Hallelujah. Psalm 94, starting at verse 1. O Yahweh Elohim, to whom vengeance belongeth. Now, vengeance. O Elohim, to whom vengeance belongeth. Show thyself. Come on, Yah. Come to us. Help. Show thyself now, Yah. They try to say that you don't exist, that you're not real. Show thyself, Yah. Show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. This is who the judge is now. He's a righteous judge because he's going to judge everything and everybody. Hallelujah. Render a reward to the proud. Yahweh, how long shall the wicked triumph? Yah, how long? How much longer do we have to put up with this? How much longer, yo, Yah, will this be allowed to continue? Because we know you're going to put a stop to it. We know you're going to end it, oh, Yah. How long, oh, Yahweh? How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They break in pieces thy people, O Yahweh, and afflict thine heritage, which is thy people. Hallelujah. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. They don't care who it is. even kill the seniors amongst our people, the elderly, our elders. Yet they say, Yahweh shall not see. Can't you just imagine this? This is what these wicked heathens are actually telling them. That, oh, he don't see us, you know. Don't even worry about it. You just go out and, you know, shoot you as many niggas a day as you want to. Just have a killing party. Yeah. Man, yet they say, Yahweh shall not see. Neither shall the Elohim of Yaakov regard it. Oh, the Elohim of their fathers. Because, you know, we know who they are. They're definitely Israel now. Oh, yeah. But he you know, he don't even regard. He don't even care. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? Yahweh hear every word you say and everything you do. He even sees the conception of your wicked thoughts. He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He made the eye. He has eyes himself. He has ears himself. He has all the body parts himself. Because the Most High Yah is a man, a mighty man, not ghost spook spirit, a mighty man of war. Hallelujah. He that chasteneth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall he not know? He's the giver of knowledge. How can someone who gives you knowledge not know themselves? The Most High Yah knows all things and everything. There is no limit to his understanding. There's no searching of his understanding. Hallelujah. Yahweh knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. He know every thought you think. That unworthiness, empty-headed stuff that you think about that don't mean nothing and has no worth and no value whatsoever. Blessed the man whom thou chasteneth, O Yahweh, and teacheth him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity. Rest now. Rest from these days that we are going through now. Adversity, adverse things, wrong things, opposite things. Hallelujah. Until the pit be digged for the wicked. Yeah, a pit is going to be digged for y'all. Big old ass pit, too. Because a lot of y'all going over now. You hear me? The slain, it says. Hallelujah. Isaiah says over there in chapter 66, starting at verse 15, the slain of Yahweh shall be many. It's going to be a big old pit because hell, the grave, continues to do what? Enlarge herself. Hell will never run out of room. It will always be able to accommodate many dead bodies. You don't know what that is? You know what it is now. If you've been listening here in other places of people who teach the truth, it's the pit, the hole, the grave. Hallelujah. For Yahweh will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his heritage. See, y'all can think that he's done with us and he don't care about us anymore. You keep thinking that. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Don't worry, my brothers and sisters. Don't worry. Yahweh is on his way. Unless Yahweh had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said my foot slipped, thy mercy, O Yahweh, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, my comforts delight. Thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law, by a corrupt law, by a law they make up, a law that is not Yah's law? Look at this. They frame mischief by a law, corrupt law. Hallelujah. That they bend. The rich can get off. The poor man don't have a chance. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. That's what they're doing there and been doing it since we've been here. How long, O Yah? How long shall the wicked triumph forever? No, they will not. But Yahweh is my defense, and my Elohim is the rock of my refuge, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity. He going to pay them back with their own stuff. Y'all can think they get in the way if you want to, my beloved brothers and sisters. Be confident. Yah is going to put an end to this and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, Yahweh, Yahweh, Elohim shall cut them off. Be comforted. Yes, the shootings will stop. Yes, the wicked religion that they've beaten us will no longer have any effect upon us. Yes, the killing, the murder, and the shooting down by the cold blues. That's why they wear the blue uniforms. That's cold blue. That's their signal to go in and get it, to go in and take us out. to entreat us in as much wickedness as they want to. Why? Because they say it in their heart that Yah don't see. He don't see. He don't even care. You can believe that if you want to. Yah does love his people and is going to redeem us. He's going to ransom us. He's going to save us. My beloved brothers and sisters, join us again next week, if not this coming F Day. I may do a special edition. Hallelujah. In the knowledge suite. May you and yours be blessed. Be comforted. Be comforted. Be comforted. Yah is coming. Yah is coming to save us. May you and yours be blessed. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.